היהי בשלח פרו יסום ולנוחם אלוקים דרך ארץ פלישתים כי קורת חזר סביב היהי בימי החשבי ראש אין והיהי אלא לא של צער זאת אומרת, והיהי בשלח פרו יסום so the medrash says goes on parו Paroi said vayehi. Paroi said vayehi. The Medrash says, V'yashayivrim shekoya Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was betzah. Moshe Rabbeinu was betzah. The Medrash says, Vayehi b'shalach paroi yisom, Zog the Medrash, b'shalach paroi. Paroi send them out. He b'shalach paroi. So Chazal said, "Lo yotzu elo bereshus." Amar Moshe leparoi, "Einanu yoytzi mikan hashata oimer areyatem bereshuschem areyatem ben choyrim." So, Mamash was moitzi them. So Mishal Melech in Parshas Drochim says, "Why Moshe had to tell paroi, 'I'm not leaving till you say areyatem bereshuschem areyatem la'atzmechem'?" Why he had to say it? Zog the Mishal Melech in Parshas Drochim, because the Gemara says the pasuk in Dvorim Tzvov Yudalet Hanik Tanik, din ha'anoket eved ivri that goes out mitzoincho migroincho miikvecho v'zochalto ki eved oyisa beres Mitzrayim al kin anoichi metzavecho that when the eved goes out after he finishes the work is a mitzvah v'anoket hanik tanik le mitzoincho migroincho miikvecho וזוכרתו כי עבד אויסו בארץ מצרים. זוג בספרי, פוסס וזוכרתו, כשם שאני הנקתי לכו בצייסכו ממצרים, אף עתו תעניק להם בצייסו. זוג במדרש, what was הענוקה ביציאס מצרים? ביזס היום. I gave you ביזס היום, extra, ביזס היום. So when the עבד leaves, that's the ספרי. זוג בגמור עם קידוש עם יוטס, בוי ריח אין לו יענוקה. What if the Eved ran away? So even when the year is finished, you don't have to give him. Only if he leaves, when you tell him it's over, then you have to give him a anoke. But b'reach, en lo ya anoke. Some of them runs away, he doesn't have a anoke. So b'reach, en lo ya anoke, zog the Mishal Melech in Parshas Drochim, if Klal Yisrael would leave without reshus, they would not be zoichen the anoke from Bizas Hayot. והיא בשלח פרו יסרום, זאת אומרת, משהו למלך עם פרשת רוחים, that they went ברשוס, במילה, they deserve to get a knocker. חיים שמולב יצא לשמוס, it's in Sichas Musa, they raised it. Sichas Musa, they raised it. In the old, old edition, first edition that came out, they had it. He said, he bring down that some achorinim say such a pshat, and we know that it's wrong. This is not the way to learn Chazam. Chazam means kipshutai. You have to have the chutz even if you live in power. So you have to understand it. Klal Yisrael, when Mitzrayim, you don't leave without reshus. Even from power, the terrible king of Mitzrayim, you better reshus. It says, Dosi devek to learn on Chazal. And because he said the words, Asmish de Pshat, Asmish de Kovat, Mishal Melech. So the new, you see, it's brought down Sichas Musa, Sidoh Azza Pshat, V'nir Elohim Aroi Pshat. That's the way it's written in the new Sichas Musa. If you get the old ones, it's not even the blue ones, the old ones are wearing soft covers. There it's written down. Then they have the second old ones that is like black lines. This is one of the, like 20 things that have black lines. This is one of the 20 things that is raised. There's a vitz, the Welt says, I never said Nechumashi, but maybe this year we'll say it. There's a vitz, the Welt says, there was a person once, one of the yeshivas, that... He Alamo, he wanted a faher as Aidim. He will take an Aidim, he will faher as Aidim. And every time he would ask the Aidim a kashin. It says, Ome Madlikim, Madlikim, Ome Madlikim, Lebe Shem El Sreifa, Lebe Shem El Kik, Lebe Shem El Mishneh, Lebe Chaylev, Nochum Amodi Reimer, Madlikim, Chaylev, Mevushel. חכמים אומרים, ואיכו מבושל, ואיכו שאין מבושל, אין מדליקים בו. זאת אומרת, אין מדליקים לא בחילה, לא חממות יאמר, מדליקים בחילה מבושל. So every bochur that would come to go out with his daughter, he would ask him, read by me madlikim. He says, ein madlikim, loy b'chaylev nochum. Why not the light in Nochum's chaylev? What is so bad in Nochum's chaylev? And everyone would tell him, in Shulnik, you don't read it. You read loy b'chaylev, Nochum amodi reyna. You don't have an answer, so you want to tell me that I know how to read. You don't say, I don't know. You have to read the Mishnah wrong. And like this, every guy, he would send away. Till the mall came one guy. He asked him, Ashtenish, Lei Bechelev Nochum, why not the light Nochum? So he said, it's a Mefurash Pasuk. Lei Bechelev Paris Om, Velei Nochum. Nochum didn't want to go. The man we don't light in Israel. So that's the Shiduch on my door. So it's a famous, famous Maison Elam Yeshivas. Velei Nochum. Oh, this is Velei Nochum. Why not? Nochum didn't want to go. We don't use this Chelev. That's what Yenim answered. But the Pasuk says, Ve'ikach כי אמר אלוהיקי בני נוחם מאון ברויס המלחומו ושובו מצרים. ויוסף אלוהיקים מסעום דרך המדבור ימסו וחמושי מולו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. אז במפור שם סי, וואי הקדש ברוך הוא וייסף מסעום, בני נוחם מאון ברויס המלחומו ושובו מצרים. פרק דם מפור שם. So don't make a war. Make them to come to ארץ ישראל and to capture the whole country. Hashem doesn't want them to come and to be a מלחומו. And in Nochem Ha'om, Miroisa Milchama, Veshavu Mitzrayim, Madashke Milchama! The whole day of Midbar, the whole story started, because Hashem didn't want us to go right in, because maybe we'll be a war, and we'll change our mind and we'll go back in Mitzrayim. There has to be a festival war there. It's so bad that people just want to go back. So don't make the war. The Talmud says, Eretz Yisrael Miknas B'Yisur. You cannot make the war. There's no way to be clean. But Hashem does. He makes them to be used to the Midbar already, to get away from Mitzrayim. Pemele b'chai gavne, pemele will not be a chashash. Zer b'zach is in Teir. Teir in Eretz Yisrael, Niknin b'Yisur. There's no way to skip that Amor Shel Teir. Zabok HaAmor has it hard. It doesn't have a night Seir HaChavus. It's hard for him to learn, Lama Zagu. He thinks not, he will not, so he doesn't come. He will never be a Talmid Chochem if he will never win a war. No, he has it hard in the morning now. He has it hard now in the afternoon. He has it hard in all the trees now. Enkel said about to skip the war. Hashem cannot skip the war if King of Eretz Yisrael. And the whole Dera Midbar is a pasuk. The Torah says it. The first time Hashem says why he did what he did. He took him out. It's like the pasuk. Hashem said, "Be'etzim, you have to go to Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael right away." And it's a very big Nisayim, and Yisrael has to be koinen on Nisayim. We had Ai, we had Yerichoi. 7 years, it's a milchom, it's a gate mishtazay. And why? The Pasuk explains. I was scared of, Hashem says, I was scared of be too hard for you to Nisayim. But you have to have such a Nisayim, that it's so bad, that everyone will go back to Mitzrayim. So the Zachim Teir. So the Pasuk Yutes, Vayikach Moishas Atzmis Yosef Imoi, Ki Hashbea Yishbea Az Bnei Yisrael. Frag the Mefarshim, why he took only the bones? Chazal say, Vayochnat Vayisim Ba'arim B'Mitzrayim. Yosef was complete. So Medrash, the Medrash says, Mishnah Medrash brings it down, that Moshe, the reason the basal goes, because you tzarayin, so the animals eat your basal. Yosef shalai tzarayin, all of his body stayed full. So why is Vayikach Atzmis Yosef? He had to take the ganze Yosef. Vayochnat Vayisim Ba'arim B'Mitzrayim. It's a lot of pilpulim. But the Pshat HaPoshet is that Yosef said last Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Ve'alisim es atzmo yisai. The Shvua was Alisim es atzmo yisai. What Moshe Chazal said was Bizas Hayom, and you know, the Mitzrayim put the oil inside the water, it was very hard to take it out. And the Pasuk says, why Moshe did it? Ki Yishbiya Yishbiya. Look at the Pasuk. Ve'alisim es atzmo yisai. Look at Pasuk Yutes, the last word. Yosef Moshe said, and why I'm doing it, Yosef made a shvuah to bring the bones. So Moshe took the bones. God, the basar came also. He took the basar. He didn't peel off the basar from the bones. But what Moshe was misasik is in Atzmis Yosef. The shvuah is given to Atzmis Yosef. Yosef made the shvuah of the Atzmis because we stomach the body will not be kind. Normally only the Atzmis are kind after 400 years. Now the Poshuk in the Malkut state, Rashi brings it down later. We'll see in Parshas Yisroi that b'shor that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the Oroin was a problem because the Mitzrim didn't want it. Moses and Seidu Yutes, what they did, they put Yosef in a very heavy metal Oroin and they put it into the Oroin. There was no way to take it. So when Moshe wanted to do it, Zog the Yalkut, he took a cheres and he written Shem Hashem and he written on it Alei Yosef, Alei Shor, Alei Shor, and the Oren miyad came up. Fregdor uchlaner in Sukkah Nun Gimel, as the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Gimel, Rashi brings down in Makkos Daf Yud, b'shor shechofar David, boires shisin, kofar tehoime, b'shad Moshe, David HaMelech was choifer, that Yesodis with the Beis HaMikdosh, he went down very deep, and he found the cheres. And the cheres said, Al titleini mikan, al titleini mikan. שאני קויב יש אסאילו מיום שנברא אילו אם אתה מתלני the water will come up from the tahoima and will cover the whole world and David didn't listen and he took it out the kofet tahoima and boy למשתף אל העלבן so the Gemara and David המלך asked מי יודע דובר נוסח חיטף וקל וחוימר ומה לעשות שולם בן איש לאישתוי אמרו תאירו שם שניחת בקדוש ימוך על המים אף כאן, so Moshe Rabbeinu written down Hashem Hashem, and David HaMelech written down Hashem Hashem and the Cheres, and he threw it and he sent it back, and it blocked it again. Frag the Oruch Laner, this was only a heter, Umar ben ish leishtoi, Omro Teiro, Shemi shenichta b'kdush yimoch al amayim, lehatzi eskel oilom kulo yoso. But to take out Oren Yosef is no heter. So what was the heter of Moshe Rabbeinu to write down the Cheres, Shem Hashem? As they frag, the Oruch Laner sukin ugin. So he says, Yesh Metarzim, that here was a Shvua. He was Mushma Mipi Yosef. So he had to do it. I and Shvua Chal Levatas HaMitzvah is Koinim Matan Teire. So the Shvua was Chal. It was not Mushma Vayim Nar Sinai. So he was not Mokhrim Mechikis Hashem. Later, David HaMelech didn't have a head, so he had to come to Kav HaChayman. But on them, there's no reason. But Chaim Kanievsky brings down a Givaldi Kipshat. Look in Rashi, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Dalet. The Egel. Rashi brings down the story that we said now. יש אומרים מיכו היו שיוצא מתוך דמוסין בניין שנשמח במצרים והיו ביודי שם וטס שכוסב מוישה אולוב עלי שור עלי שור לעלי סערוינה של יוסף וישליחו לתוך הכור ויוצא העגל הזה Tas means Tash Zov. Tas is not a piece of cheres. So Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, this reason was Egel Zov came out, that here it was on gold. Gold doesn't race. Cheres is mud. So why Moshe Rabbeinu written on gold and David HaMelech written on cheres? David HaMelech had to write on cheres because David HaMelech picked up that cheres that was black in the water. So he had to replace that cheres. There was no way to put it down because the water was pushing up. So he written Shem Hashem and it went down. Hashem can hear, he put it on gold.
Yeah, but it wasn't the cheres that pushed it back, it was the Shem Hashem that pushed it back.
It pushed back, but it had to push back a cheres.
Why to be a cheres?
This was a cheres that was black. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu also. It's not why I have to push it back, maybe put the Shem Hashem up in the sky and also stop the water. Tanakh says, you had to replace what was there. But the way he replaced the cheres was... Yeah? So the Velt says the Barzani have a better teretz. The Cheres had to stay there, right? With the time the Shem Hashem got raised. Here, this Tash Zov didn't have to stay. What is the proof? You see, he had it.
What?
Micho had it. Rashi says Micho had it. So it didn't stay in the water. Maybe he cut off the Shem Hashem. I don't know if Micho was Moichik Shem Hashem, but he cut off the Shem Hashem and he only put down the Alei Shor, Alei Shor. That's the reason Rashi doesn't bring down, he knows the Shem Hashem on it. But we call him, it came out. So it's not a kasha bichlal. Here they had it. Al kochah was no mechikas Hashem. And the kasha kasha bichlal never is a pele. If Rashi could say later that someone was holding on that piece of metal, so it was no mechikas Hashem. Gemara says in Saita, Chacham Leiv Ikach Mitzvah and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebaoshet, b'shor she'osku kulam b'bizas ayom, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with the mitzvah from Atzmas Yosef. Frank Devel, Shalom Aleichem. Moshe Rabbeinu was not busy with bizas ayom, he was busy to do a mitzvah. This is Chacham Leiv Ikach Mitzvah. Zog Devel, the bizas ayom was also a mitzvah. And Mistamim Moshe took a kizayis. Business ayom to be yaitz in the mitzvah kizas ayom, and Miyari was busy with the mitzvah from Yosef. But the shaila is said, so why attack it? Was the chamisah from business ayom? So I'm sorry, if a mitzvah that no one does is a better inyan to make that mitzvah. But the ultimate of Avadah Gizok, the Gemara says that if you have two cows, one of the person that you hate, one of the person that you like, there's a mitzvah to go to give it to the person that you hate to help show sanacho. The Gemara says, "Sein elifroik ve'oyev litoin, em oyev lifroik ve'sein elitoin, sein ekoidem." Why? Kedi lechafir yasiyitzre. Person has to break his bad midas. Mele, everyone was busy with gold. The fault is to find a mitzvah that is not negat to money now. The push is to make money. Do a mitzvah that is not negat to make money. Man, if I can't, that's the union. If I can't, not to be able to make money. That's good for the union.
He had bad experience with gold.
What?
He had bad experience with gold already. He burnt his mouth with gold.
So the fire, not from the gold, yeah. I was burning your mouth from this. That's the etzem. The middle of the cut. So this is the Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate of Arduk. This is what I said over this Maise a couple weeks ago. This is the Mitz Zadayim Chai that I heard from the Eidim from Rav Gifter. That was a Chasana from Avrom Yafin when he married off his daughter to Rabbi Chil Per, or Shiva from Farakwa Yeshiva. So in that days it was a very Choshev Chasana. You know, who came after the war? You know, how much Gedolim were around? Michiel Per was the Talmid, it was the first 10 people in Lakewood, Baron. So everyone came. And everyone was sure, you know, to give out the Aliyas and the Kibudim, you know, Rav Avrom Yafin, he was the Achroi to give out the Kibudim and his Chasana. He was the Machris. So, you know, in Slabotke, Echid Gibel, as the Altam Slabotke, he would be the one to give out the Kibudim in Slabotke. The Aliyas, the Mir also, the meaning the Mashgiach gives it out. And Chevron also, the Mashgiach gives it out. The Altam Slabotke, Meir Chodesh gave it out from Chevron. The Altam Slabotke, I heard once a Maisef from a Yid. He was 52 years old. He was the Menal, called Reb Moshe, I don't know, he was the Menal in Slabotke. And he got a Revi in Shabbos. Revi in Slabotke. El Taboch got a Revi in Slabotke. But the altar would give, you know, the altar would give, and he got a revi. So insulted. Because when he went to say good Shabbos, he came over to the altar, and he told the altar, revi, revi. So the altar told him, Hamiskabet bekloin chaveiroi zucht kavet? Was? He says, Hamiskabet bekloin chaveiroi zucht kavet? So he told him, remember, 25 years ago, 27 years ago, it was Shabbos morning, we were standing together, and the Ilui of the Yeshiva came running in with tefillin. Yeah, if you got the Shabbos. So I told you, run to tell him that it's Shabbos, you know, before he puts on the tefillin. And you didn't run, you went slow. You didn't mind that maybe he will open the bag. Hamiskabit b'klayin chaveiroi zucht kovet? And he said, if the altar would tell him that before 27 years, he would not feel the negiah. 27 years later, he could judge, yeah, he didn't walk quick enough. And then he had at least opened the zip, yeah. And Emshat, you know, just, the ma'aseh will be chal, that the ilu itaken, Tak ist da der Punam. So anyway, as I so all give us the altam in the Valbuk is giving out the kibbutim. Everyone was sure because comes to the third bracha, gets it, it's a modern rabbi. From you know the other side of Manhattan, they might call it the top dog, yeah. And the kids are Ali Gwin Shum is the biggest thing of the world, yeah. A young rabbi, Ali Gwin of Hutton, Ali Gwin Dalton, Rabbi Yankim, Rabbi Hutton, and Rabbi Moshe, everyone, which was a Hutton. But everyone Gwin Dalton, Ali Gwin Dalton. It's the ganze salt of him, there was no one else there in America yet. Kids, everyone asked him about Rabbi Yafin, about the Chassid. Years after his fatigue, the Rebbetzin said, 2 years before, this modern rabbi made a wedding. So he sent an invitation to Rabbi Avraham Yaffe. You know, everyone sent them to the Gadol. Rabbi Avraham will never go. I mean, he's the head of the Reish Moses, Gela Atera, but Heavy Chasen. Kids and the guy called every day. You don't understand what it will mean. You don't understand what it will mean for me to do it. That he'll shoot, Gadol comes to my Chasen, from my community. My Yaffe, boy, my oit. So, he's upset. Comes the day of the wedding. He just got a suffering, but you know, someone will come to take him, you know, that up there in Manhattan somewhere, I don't know, east side, old side. Where's he going? Yeah. The kids are my side, the day no one comes. He just got a prayer. He took the subway. And he switched the BOQ, I don't know how you call it, no. He switched, he had to switch. And then in the end there, he had to take a bus to the place. He gets it 3 hours, he comes to the place. Goes to milestone, and the Rav says milestone to him, and goes to the next person. Because his Rebbe told him, negates all he came. Because the chasna comes, the chuppah, he doesn't get a bracha. The Rebbe tells him, negates all he came. He doesn't know. Because he's not even sitting at the rabbi's table. Because the Rebbe says, we're not getting a hate. He said, if I came ready, I'm going to make a tansel. Because he waits the chasna come out, he dances up to the chasna. Goes back with the bus to the subway to the BQ Zurich, he gets out the bar park 3 hours later. This is the end of that part of the story. Never heard nothing else in the Rav. 2 years later, Avraham Yaffe is doing chassid to his daughter, his first daughter. So he's inviting him. He comes to the chuppah. Rabbi Avraham gives him a bracha. Frek the Rebbetzin to Rabbi Avraham. Ich bin der Alte, einige von der Alte. Tachas Aroe, Hatove. Tachas Aroe, Hatove. Ist bei dir, Hatove. I had a Echatim to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone is collecting money, now is Echatim to make a andere mitzvah. Now is Echatim to make a andere mitzvah. Vashem hoilech lifneim yoimam ba'amud anon lachasom ha-derech v'laylo, lo leches yoimam v'laylo. So Mod Nezach, Klal Yisrael, we're going Yemom V'Laylo. What's the Pshat of Klal Yisrael, we're going Yemom V'Laylo? What's the Pshat of going Yemom V'Laylo? Alechis Yemom V'Laylo? Zog Rabbeinu B'chaye, Meroiv Tshukosom Lekabel Lesatoiro, Lo Hifsiku Leilech Yemom V'Laylo. Meroiv Tshukosom Lekabel Lesatoiro, Lo Hifsiku Leilech Yemom V'Laylo. This was the Alechis Yemom V'Laylo. So the pasuk you David, pasuk you Gimel. Vayem Moshe Lom Al Tiro, Isyatzu Reus Yeshuas Hashem, Asher Yasu Lachem Ayoim, Ki Kasher Yisem Es Mitzrayim Ayoim, Loitosifun Liroisam Oid Ad Oil. I remember the first time I was exposed to this vault. I was a kid, 7 years old. And Rav Rudeman came to Eretz Yisrael for the Knesiyah HaGdoyla HaShishis. Maybe I was a bit older. I was 7 years old, a few days. But around, I was, for sure, I was under Bar Mitzvah, no shayla about it. And I went in with my younger brother to visit him. He stayed in the Malala Merkaz. Today it's called Prima Palace. Then was called Malala Merkaz. And then Rav Rudeman was staying there. And it was Pashas B'Shah. And Rav Rudeman asked my younger brother, what are you learning? He said, Chumash. And he asked him, if a person makes a shvuah not to see a person, and the person is dead, he's allowed to look at him or he's not allowed to look at him? And the answer that was asked was this pasuk. Moshe says, Lo yisisifun liris es Mitzrayim ad oilom. And the pasuk later says, Vayar yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. Moshe said, "Lo yisifu liro yisus Mitzrayim od ad oylam. You will never see them again." What?
Mitzrayim.
No, they're not in Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim already.
No, you can't go back to the
country. No, no, look at the Pasuk itself. Look at the Pasuk itself. What's the Sheikhs? We're holding in Perek Yudal the Pasuk Yud Gimel. You cannot see the Mitzvah if you don't see the Pasuk, you know. And then he says, "Raisim is Mitzrayim." Meishas Fasayom. The Teretz is they were dead. I saw in Sefer Tisefes Broche. It's from the Teret Mimor. It's a Sefer Tisefes Broche. He brings down a story that years ago, I was by the Netziv for Shabbos. My uncle, the Netziv, Motzi Shabbos, you know, they drank hot drink, and all the Gedolim were sitting there together, and Ish Hamoini, a person came in, and he went to the Netziv, and he asked him the following question. It's 12 years already, he says, I'm in business, and I had a business with a person, I had a very bad fight with him, bitter, and I made a shvua that I will not look in his face, and I kept it for 12 years. He died now. They're going to have the Leviah in a couple hours. I want to go and look in his face and ask Mechila. But I made a shvua that I will not look at him anymore. And all the Gedolim were sitting and making a clearing, and I did Ochel and Adalne, and I did Ochel and Adalne, till they came to me, and they asked me what I think. And I said, I don't understand. It's Shabbos, Motzi, Shabbos, Parshas, Bishalach. You don't remember what we read in Parshas Shavua? Kasher Yisus Mitzrayim, Lo Yisus Sifum, Lo Yisus Ad Oilom. And later they were dead. And says, Vayas Mitzrayim, Meisas Fasayom. And don't tell me, maybe they saw the bodies on the water, but they didn't look in the faces. As a medrash, that everyone looked, Kol echad miYisrael hikir b'fnei hameis and nokshei b'Mitzrayim. Zeh zochter. And he brings down the lemais in the Ravid Azov. It's a sefer from the Choshev the sefer on the Torah. He brings down the lemais in the Aloch that from this sugi is muchach that you're allowed to. But you have to know in Perik Yudalet pasuk lamed. Here's the pasuk. It says, "Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meisas Fas Hayom." Look in the Targum of Yenis ben Uziel. Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meisas Fas Hayom. Uporik b'shaziv Hashem b'yemor u'yas Yisrael miyadod Mitzroy. V'chamun Yisrael Mitzrayim Meisin v'loy Meisin. Rom al geif yamo. That they were goyisim. Yenis ben Uziel learns that they were goyisim. So if he then this whole shtickle Torah doesn't work. If he this shtickle Torah doesn't work. So you have to say Amir Teretz. That maybe he meant Lois Yisifili Roysom in the same way, like an army, like running after you. But I'm saying the whole Teretz, the whole beautiful Teretz, doesn't fit. Zog the Pasuk, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Gimel Dalet. Ma'omar paru livnei Yisrael nevuchim hem ba'oretz sogar oleim ha'midbar. Chaim, how you shot in this pasuk? Ma'omar paru livnei Yisrael perik yud-aled pasuk gimel. Ma'omar paru livnei Yisrael nevuchim hem ba'oretz sogar oleim ha'midbar. How he spoke to bnei Yisrael? Zog Eli Kerashi. Livnei Yisrael al bnei Yisrael. Rashi, Choba Raya, that you can say such a pshat. V'chein Hashem ilochem aleichem. Imri li ochiyu. Imri olai. Rashi, boi tashtekel teire. V'omar paru livnei Yisrael, al pnei Yisrael. Yenis ben Uziel says an andere pshat. So the Yenis ben Uziel. V'yemar paru ledosan v'aviron bnei Yisrael. De'ishtayru b'mitzrayim. Dosan v'aviron didn't go out. They stayed with paru. And Paro was speaking to them. As they learned the Enes of Nazir. For Omar libnei Yisrael, libnei Yisrael shenishtaru b'mitzrayim. Zog the Pasuk, Pasuk Dalet. V'chizakti eslef Paro v'rodaf achreyem, v'ichobdo b'Paro b'chol cheilo v'yodo mitzrayim, ki ani Hashem v'yaz. The Welt learns out from this pasuk a very big zach. Hashem says, listen. Chizak, look, we have to read the whole pasuk. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Vaydaber Hashem, Shuv Api Acharois. V'amar Paru Lifnei Yisrael, Nevuchim Em Ba'oret Sogar Aleim Amidbor. Because they can't go, there's water from one side, animals from the other side, and I will make Paroi to run after you. Ve'chabdo be'Paroi. So be'etzem, if you read this parasha, it's mashma like this. Klal Yisrael could have carried on running them to the Midbar, Paroi will never get them. Hashem said, come back, I will block you from the animals, you'll be blocked from the water, Paroi will say, Nevuchim em Ba'oretz, he will come to chase you, and I will drown him. So we hit mashma from here that the whole Kriyas Yam Suf was not a chetimtze to save Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were out of the picture already. They went back into the trap that Paroi will feel that they're trapped. He will try to chase them. The water will open. They will come in. Ve'chabdo befaro. As they state in Rambam Perek Ches Miyasei Da'atei. Kol ha'oisei sha'osa Moshe. Lo'i oso leharis ala nevua. Elo lefi tzerich ha'sho ha'son. Perek Aleph Milchis Deyes. פרק חס הלוכה א' מלכס דייס. היו צורך לשקע מצרים, קורא הים והצלילון בסייפה. היו צורך לשקע מצרים, קורא היום והצלילון בסייפה. זה לקריא הסיאמס, זה בוזנף הכלל ישראל. אז היו צורך לשקע מצרים, קורא הים והצלילון בסייפה. ורמם פירוש המשנה, אובס פרק, היי ברינגס דאון, כלל ישראל went in and went out at the same side. They didn't go across the water. They came back to the same point. So they didn't even go out to be saved. This is the pshat, what we say in Shachris. Yamsuf bokato, zeidim tibato. Yedidim evarto. But in Ma'ariv, the kasha is from Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is safe akel. Amav ribono b'en gizu yamsuf. Esot fein v'sinein b'soim v'stiba. Also in the Har Lagovo, we say, l'goy zu yamlu l'gzorim, ועבר ישראל בסייחוי, ונרפר עם חילו בים סוף. עושה ליל הסדר בסייח, אילו קורן מסיים, ועבירונו בסייחוי דיינו, אילו לשיקה, אילו עבירונו בסייחוי, ושיקה צורכנו בסייחוי דיינו. אבל אז we say in the beginning, אילו קורן מסיים, ועבירונו בסייחוי דיינו. Even without שיקה צורכנו בסייחוי. Do you want to smash with it? With a business shot. Look, in Pasuk Chof Zayin, turn over to Pasuk Chof Zayin, very shvera Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayat Moshe es yodei al hayom, Vayoshev hayom lifnei zboiker le'isonoi, U'mitzrayim nosim likrosoi. Yudalet Chof Zayin, Vayinayir Hashem es mitzrayim b'seich hayom. What is le'isonoi? Vayoshev hayom le'isonoi. Rashi says, le'tok for your issue. Medrash Rabbah, everyone knows, what is le'isonoi? Loshen Tznai. Tznai hitna kudosh boruch im amayim b'shas ma'ase bereishis. Shiboku b'tzeis Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Zohu shenemar v'yoshav hayom le'isonoi letnoi orishay. I think everyone knows this medrash. Freg the Magen Avraham and the Pirush and the Medrash. And Pirush Shem and Toiv. And Medrash Rabbe. Shem and Sosem. Noach Chaim freg the Kasha here. Noach Chaim brings down, if you look inside. Le'isonoi letnoi orishay. Kosher le divrayim. The tnai was that it was split. Vayoshev hayom le'isonoi. The tnai is over already. So the drosh is not in the right pasuk. The tnai was that the yam was split. Vayoshev hayom le'isonoi. Vayoshev hayom le'isonoi. That it closed back. Vazog the velt. The feed then is very good. The tnai was that it was split, not that the Yidden will pass, that it was split and swallowed the Mitzrayim. This was the whole Kriyas Yam Suf. The tnai not that it would let Klal Yisrael to go through, that it will swallow up the Mitzrayim. So this is Vayoshev Hayom Le'isonoi. I saw in the Bis Yosef and Orach Chaim, it brings down from the Medrash, why we don't say Halel and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Halel HaSholem. Why? It's Gemores. Because Ma'aseh Yodei Tovim Bayom, Mifoi Levecho Al Tismach. Frag the Welt. Ma'aseh Yodei Tovim Bayam Va'atem Emrim Shiro. Lechure, we're not saying Hallel for the Mitzrayim drowning. We're saying Hallel that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yam Suf, we're saved. We're stuck. Hashem made the water we went through. The Torah says this was not Kriyas Yam Suf. Because Yahweh is supposed to kill the Mitzrayim. The man is not the Messiah. If you can't say hello when someone dies. If the Kriyas Yahweh was for you, so what kind of the Mitzrayim went out? Why we say hello in Pesach? We're very happy that Hashem saved us. And he killed the Mitzrayim. I'm not saying thank you for killing the Mitzrayim. Thank you for saving us. But the Shvi'ish of Pesach was only for killing the Mitzrayim. The Nes was killing the Mitzrayim. I saw a Givaldik Azach. Look in Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hei. Shverei Rashi. ויאמר השם אל משה, אבוא לפני האום, וקח את איתך מזיק מישראל, ומתך אשר הקיסו בו ישראל, קח ביודך והולכת. צורת רשי, ומתך אשר הקיסו ישראל, מה אתה אומר לאמר אשר הקיסו ישראל, אלא שאו ישראל היום מלמטה, שהוא מוכן לפורוניוס. It's a bad stick. That's a lot of bad. בואי לא כפרו במצרים, קמו מרקיס במצרים, ועל היום, וקח מאמר והקיסו בו ישראל. Show them once the matter can do something good. I don't understand. He did something very good. He split the water and we managed to pass through. Such a nice matter. He saved Klal Yisrael. But this matter only does bad. It only hits people. Show them once he could do good. I mean, he opened the Yamsuf. He could go through. Tell us, Yamsuf, this was not a good thing. Yamsuf was to kill Mitzrayim. It's also a matter. Because Yamsuf was not saving Klal Yisrael. Because Yamsuf was not to open the way to us. It was to open the water, to let them in, and they will drown. Let me say, Pasuk Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chof Beis. It's a spirit of Pasukim. Pasuk Chof Beis and Pasuk Chof Dalet. And Pasuk Chof Beis and Pasuk Chof Tes. Look in Pasuk Chof Beis. Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael besoich hayom vayabosho. Vayamayim lohem choymo miminom umismoylom. Pasuk Chof Tes. Ubnei Yisrael onchu bayabosho besoich hayom. והמים להם חיימו ממינום ומשמאלו. So it's two kashas. The first pasuk it says, ויבואו בני ישראל בסייך היום ביבושה. First in the water, in the יבושה. והמים להם חיימו with a vav. Pasuk חופתס, ובני ישראל הולכו ביבושה בסייך היום. First יבושה, then water. והמים להם חיימו without a vav. So the Goyen says like this. There's a lot of pshat in it. Why it says choymo without a vav in pasuk choftes? V'amayim lohem choymo. Zog de daaskeni balateisves. V'amayim lohem choymo choser vav. Shayam nismale alohem choymo. Choymo. Kas. Halo lo ev David Zohar v'halo lo ev David Zohar. Ad shebo gavriel v'omar asidim alekav alesatayim. Halo lo ev David Zohar v'halo lo ev David Zohar. So why in the first pasuk it doesn't say that? Zog the Goyen was two kitas. It was one kas, Nachshon ben Aminodon. They jumped into the water, they trust Hashem. This look in the first pasuk of Beis. Vayavov ne Yisrael, b'soich hayom, b'yabosho. They went into the water, then it became yabosho. But when they jumped in, it was water. These people, the Yam was not angry at them. They were Mesiras Nefesh to listen to Hashem. They get a vav. The second group is, vayavoyu b'yabosho b'soich hayom. When it was dry, they stepped in. These people, v'amayim lohem cheimo, imino mismoilo. V'amayim lohem cheimo, imino mismoilo. The Shelo Meshiv says more from that. He says like this, that in the beginning, it's time to answer the cheimo. It says, stop. It says in the first pasuk, only Klal Yisrael stepped into the water, right? Beginning. So the Yam was not angry. Alolo, alolo. He's not sad. Everyone is angry. No problem. Only towards the end when the Mitzrim started to walk in, and then the Yam got a message that he has to close. Freg the Yam. Alolo, alolo, David Zore. But in the beginning, he's not angry. So the Rabbi Zay has a Givaldik Kipshat. In the beginning, they walked in. B'sei Chayom by Yabosha. And became Yabosha. And the end, this was by Yabosha B'Sei Chayom. They were going into Yabosha, but the water was already closing in the back. So we forget, when the Mitzrim started to come in. So when the Yam was starting to close in, then was Takeh Achema. Ibn Ezra says it. Ibn Ezra says, Pasuk of this. My Abosha Besoy Chaya. The Pasuk says, we'll skip a little bit the Shira, it's really late, a little bit. ותיקח מרים הנביא אחויס ארון הסטויף ביודו, פסוק חוף. ותיקח מרים הנביא אחויס ארון הסטויף ביודו, ותצאנו כל הנושים אחריו בטופים ובמחוילס. So I heard two words in here. What says, ותיקח מרים הנביא אחויס ארון הסטויף, הטויף ביודו, הטויף. מהר ידיע, ותצאנו כל הנושים אחריו בטופים ובמחוילס. זאת רשי בטופים ובמחוילס, how they had tupim. Tzadkon yeshe bedor, shakadosh baruch hu osu, muftoch yisayu tzadkon yeshe bedor, shakadosh baruch hu osu lehem nisim, vehoitziu tupim im Mitzrayim. So why Rashi didn't ask a kasha on Miriam, how she had a drum? Why Rashi only says on the noshim? Okay, nishta za kasha. So here what's the word, in Rambam shtei, that bnei ha-neviim, yesh lehem klei shir, toif v'kinor v'ugov, shbehem menagdim tomi, shetishra lehem aruach. So the tikach miyum anaviyo is ha-toif. She had a toif. Aber shara noshim, fragt Rashi, what are they doing with drums? Aber a novi lefi the Rambam goes with a drum. She tishra la v'ruach. And there's only in Bris that only bnei anaviyim state in Rambam. A novi himself really doesn't have to play the klishir. But the world has a kasha. V'tan lo emiriyom shiru la Hashem ki go goi sus v'roich b'rom avayom. What happened to the whole shira? Why she only said one pasuk? So the Chizkuni says v'chul, but then it doesn't stim. There was a machlekes of Oz Yosher where the Stira starts. Oz Yosher Moshe of Neisrael. It's also the Shira, or Oshiro LaHashem is the Shira. If the Chizkuni says Oshiro LaHashem, so this is what he said: Shiro LaHashem ki go'ago v'chul, Oshiro LaHashem ki go'ago, and she said word by word the whole Shira. If you read that Oz Yosher is the beginning of the Shira, and as a rabbi, that Oz Yosher is the beginning, because Chazak Rashi brings down that the Torah had to start with Aleph. Why start with Beis? Aleph came with Tainus. Hashem said, don't worry, they'll sing Shira with Aleph. Oz Yosher Moshe. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tera Kodesh Baruch Hu, Me'oz Boi Ledaber Al Paro, Yero Iso Lohom Hazeh. Omar Chayecho, Shat Oshor Shira Be'oz, Shenemar Oz Yosher Moshe. Tzad Sheini, in Rambam, is mashma that when he brings down the Riach al Gabi Levino, he doesn't start from Oz Yosher, he starts from Oshiro LaHashem. So it's a shaila from where the Shira starts. So the shaila, why Miriam and Avia only said, Sus v'roich b'ram avayom. This is one shaila. Now it's another shaila. Why Miriam and Avia was singing with Tupim v'mecholos? Why everyone else was not singing with Tupim v'mecholos? Why the men didn't sing with Tupim v'mecholos? So the Chassidim zok the vault that they were scared, called Beisha Erve, that they will hear them singing, so they were clapping with the Tupim al Nishel. No, no. Another shaila is, what is Vatan Lohem? To who? To who is Vatan Lohem? So there are three kashas. Again, what with the Ganser Shire? What is Vatan Lohem? Why Dafka the ladies had the drums? So I think Yvaldi Kipshak. The Maloch HaShomis had a tiny Alolo Yudavid Azore, Alolo Yudavid Azore. So the answer is, Asidim Mekabalus HaTayr. I'm saying, this is good on the men. What with the ladies? Vatan Lohem Miriam. You know what is Ars Chus? We help the husbands to learn. Right? Sus V'roich B'Rom HaVayo. Bishnei Me'Paroi deserves to get drowned. Well, why does Sus drown? Well, we came to help against the punishment. So if we came to help the husband, we also. Sus V'Roich B'Rom HaVayo. So we also have a schus to be saved. Now, what is a drum? A drum doesn't make happy. You sing, the drum helps. The koyach of the drum is the meshabeach the shira. So the ladies, the ganze shira of the ladies is because the meshabeach, they're helping the men. So the ladies were making shira, they were pumping with the palms, they were pumping with the drums. Oshiro LaHashem ki go go sus v'roch v'rom v'yom. This is our koyach. This is our koyach. Okay. So I heard once it's from Tzvi Cheshen, from Yeshiva, it's from the first pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Lesusosi berichvei paroi dimisich ra'ayosi. To the horse of paroi, I'm comparing you, my wife. It's very short, unfortunately. It's ma'am shepshat. Lesusosi berichvei paroi dimisich ra'ayosi. I'm a dummy to you, my wife. It says in the pasuk, "Vayavoyu moroso v'lo yuchlu lishtes mayim mimoro ki morimem alkein korosh mo moro." Pasuk chofei, tesvov chofei, v'yitzak el Hashem v'yoreyu Hashem eitz v'yashlech el hamayim v'yimteku hamayim. Shom som lechok v'mishpot v'shom nisor. So I heard from my father-in-law that he heard from Rav Shmuel Greiner, my Mishem Rav Shaul Karelitz. It's a medrash. It says, "Vayoreyu eitz, vayishlo Hashem eitz, vayashlich el hamayim, vayimteku hamayim." Also kofei. It's like, "Vayimteku hamayim, hamayim humteku." So hamayim humteku. Shtei vayimteku hamayim. Hamayim humteku. So it's said like this. When a person takes a cup of tea and he puts sugar inside and he mixes the cup of tea, what happens? Before you put the sugar inside, the tea is bitter. You put sugar inside, it becomes sweet. How it becomes sweet? You mix it, it becomes sweet. So what's the pshat? It becomes sweet? No. The sugar goes all over different places. And every time when you drink, you get a little bit sip from sugar, a little bit from tea. It's very gishmak. This eitz was a bitter tree, Rashi says. When you mix them in the water, the nature, the teva of the water switched. Vayumteku hamayim. Hamayim humteku. So the Chazal say, Yoreyu eitz, eitz chayim hila machazikim. Eitz chayim lo machazikim. Chazal learned from this pasuk. Eitz chayim lo machazikim. The gate of Teira. So the Teira doesn't teach a person how to behave. No. The Teira has to change the tchunas of the person. He has to become a bal chesed. He has to become a tzaddik. Vayoreyu eitz. Vayimteku amovim. The Teira is meshana the teva of the person. The mahus of the person. This is the kriach of the Torah. I'll finish two little velts. Never managed to get to them. One, it says, "Vayim Moshe al Yosef and al Boiker." It's a long one, but. Say, we'll finish the vote, but we say every time this on this vote that Chazal said that the Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Omer will not go down on Shabbos, that the Mon will not come down on Shabbos. V'ayu anoshim asher esiru, v'ayirom v'ayiv ashtoloim. So Moshe said that the Mon will not come down on Shabbos, and with some people that they left for Shabbos, and v'ayirom v'ayiv ashtoloim. Chazal say, we know in Parsha Shira, we might be that, Chazal say that they left Bon outside, and the birds came and ate it, that will not be a Chilul Hashem, that the Mon came down on Shabbos. And the Shail is, and Chazal say that we're going to warm things down as a minhag, that we give the birds Shabbos Shira, we give them bread, because they ate the bread, and they didn't make a Chilul Hashem. The Shail is a Mon Nezach. Every morning, it snowed Mon, around the machane, 2 feet, shalosh parsois. How much money these people managed to hide? Sometimes they had a huge warehouse. How much? A mile, 2 miles. And if they had so much, everyone saw it the whole night anyways. So they had a couple bags, and they hid it. In the middle of the night, they sneaked out and they put it. So why would we need the thank you birds? Mamish, thank you for eating the manna. Without that, we'd be mamish stuck. Everyone would wake up in the morning, everything would be dry, there would be a couple of crumbs of snow there. Here, Moshe, it's snow! They'll tell him, hello, and shuldik. And we say thank you to the birds, Yishakeach. Birds, we'll never forget it for you. You came to eat it. Positive shot. And they said it to Yisrael, we said it a couple of weeks ago. That Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is emes. Moshe says it will not go down on Shabbos. If Hashem said it will not come down, even one drop cannot come down. If one drop comes down, Moshe is not a Novi Hashem. Moshe is a Mechashev. Now what? He has organized that it will not come on Shabbos. He's planned. It almost worked out. One place, he forgot to close the loop. It slipped out. It's a Stirat in Nevuas Moshe. They wanted, they knew that people will laugh, but they will say Moshe is Nisht Emes. This was the Vikuach. If Moshe is Emes or Moshe is Nisht Emes. Put it in the last pasuk. It says, Vayim pasuk Yudalet, Yudzayim Yudalet. Vayim Hashem and Moshe ksev ze zikorim ba-sefer v'sim ba-ozne Yerushua ki mocha emche zecher ha-molek mitachas ha-shomayim lois ishkach. Let's go down the Sefer Saras Eliyo, Rabbi Avrom ben Aramba, Hashem Chaim Valojiner, Migdol Talmid Abba. What it says, Vayemer Hashem Lemoishe, Ksev Zay Zikorim Basefer, Vesim Baozne Yoshua, Ki Mocha Emcha Zecher Amolek Mitachas HaShomayim. What is this? Simna Baozne Yoshua. Moshe was Moshe the whole Torah to Yoshua. Punkt, this is Vesim Baozne Yoshua. So Rashi says a pshat. Hamachnis as Yisroel, she yitzav as Yisroel. Kan nirmaz loy le Moshe, she Yeshua machnis. What Rashi means? Because on them, was it besim no bozne Yeshua? So he says that, you know, Eoiv had a mistake. He read Zohar HaMolek instead of Zecher HaMolek. So this is what he says. Ksoy zoiz ba-sefer. Over here it's not enough to write ba-sefer. Because he could read it Zohar. Sim bozne Yeshua. We make that Yeshua will read it Zecher, that he will kill all of them. And all of the Torah, we hear the Kri and Ksiv, and we see that even with the Mesoicho that Yoav had, he killed only the Schorim. So it's a Tzivu, Ksiv Zeitz, with Sikorim Basefer, but it's not enough. Sim Baozne Yeshua, Ki Timche Zecher Amolek. Ksiv Basefer will not help you, because Basefer is written Zecher. And merely you have to sing those Baozne Yeshua.